Making that decision on who to vote for. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Burniston. We are continuing our series on getting to know the candidates who are trying for Tennessee's three open congressional seats. And today we hear from John Wolf, Democratic candidate for Tennessee's 3rd Congressional District in East Tennessee.
I'm an interested citizen. I care about the country. I care about the district. And I think we need a change in Washington. We need more fair-minded people, people that are going to be willing to work with other people to get a solution. I'm for small business. I'm for smaller banks. I do think we have to regulate Wall Street. We got to make sure that these big institutions don't become so big that when they fail in the future, we'll have to bail them out again. We need to get people in there to work toward that goal and try to restore a little bit of fiscal sanity.
Wolf is an attorney in Chattanooga and says he knows how important agriculture is to this state.
The importance of food and everything is self-evident to me. And it was nice to meet all the folks that work with farmers. Y'all are a very representative group. Y'all are in middle America and have American values. And you care about your communities and you care about the economic progress or the lack of it in the communities. And it concerns me, too. I think that we need to do more for small towns, you know, that support the farms and that the farms support in turn.
And Wolf says some issues he agrees with farmers on are the right to bear arms as well as exporting goods.
We need to make sure water's available. If federal water projects are called for, we need to do those. We need to make sure that there are markets for our crops. We don't need to have arbitrary embargoes, which just drive prices down. The other issues, I think, the estate tax, we had a little bit of a difference on that. I know a lot of people are wanting to repeal it. I understand the other side, and I'll look into that, too.
And we will continue to meet candidates from open congressional seats as November 2nd draws closer. So make sure you get out and vote. This is Melissa Burniston with Tennessee's Home and Farm Radio.